Hello.
Hi, my name is Robert from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions on the effort of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes? For your opinion is very important. Hello, ma'am?
Yes. What is it in regard to?
It's actually on the effort of local community-based organizations, ma'am, working on community issues. What's your zip code, ma'am? It's 55961?
Yes.
Thank you. And your date of birth, ma'am?
I don't wish to share that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you. No problem. It's not an issue. What is your race? White, black, or African-American, mixed black, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
White.
Thank you. Are you parents or guardians of any children under the age of 18 now?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma? High school graduate diploma or equivalent? Some college, but no degree. Associate degree.
Some college, degree. But no degree.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or an independent? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strongly or not a strong Republican? Strong, not a strong.
Strong.
Thank you. Think about the direction of the community. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which a community is headed? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied.
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Think about the state or things in your community. Do you expect things to get worse or better over the next years? Much worse? Somewhat worse? Stay the same? Somewhat better? Much better?
Decline.
Okay. What do you think of the most important issue facing the community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Productive or maternal health, climate changes and the environment, criminal justice and police reform, access to quality education, access to good jobs, rising cost of living, affordable quality health care, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, public safety including gun violence, reducing racism and discrimination. None of them above.
Education, police protection. I guess that's it.
Education, you say, and police protection. 1 second. Okay. One more, ma'am. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, one more, ma'am. Okay. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safe. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health expand and welfare agents. Increase police presence. Decrease police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increase drug control and rehabilitation effort statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase gun control statewide.
Police protection.
Okay. What else, ma'am? No, that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Frank, and I'm looking for the business.
What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Drug and substance abuse prevention, rehabilitation and reintegration effort, law enforcement programs, juvenile justice program, neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, mental health support services, support for victims of crime, gun control measures, community engagement and cooperation.
We need all forms of protection.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe will work better on your community. Culturally specific community healing practices. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Funding or support family and victims of community and police violence. Increased civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Diversifying police ranks. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
All police protection.
Okay, thank you.
Are we about done?
Yes, ma'am, we're almost done. Sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you. What is the aspect of the K-12 education system that you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well on your community. Special education programs, up-to-date school facilities infrastructure, a diverse range of free and affordable intracurricular activities and opportunities, quality of teachers, access to educational sources, access to technology, school safety and security, parental involvement and support, robust curriculum and support, academy, social and emotional development, diversity of teachers, Black-centered curriculum.
All public education.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 1 second. We're almost done, ma'am. Sorry for it. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in the community. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
Okay. Here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focus on repairing the harm caused to individuals in the community. Rather than solely punishing offenders, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among the parties involved. Do you support or oppose prompting restoration justice program in school? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
I missed that. Do I oppose
No problem. Here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focus on repair the harm caused to individuals in the community. Rather than solemnly punish the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among the parties involved. Do you support or oppose the restorative justice program on the schools? Strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose for the school resource officer in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraints such as chokeholds, on students, strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. We almost done, ma'am. Do you agree on or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Help starting or maintaining a business. Ability to build an investment portfolio. Debt reduction. Support building strong professional network. Help acquiring valuable job skills. More opportunity to promotions and raises. Financial literacy. Resources to reach financial goals.
Supporting resources.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following will be most helpful on combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Universal healthcare, universal basic income, increased homeownership programs, subsidized public transportation, increased statewide subsidizing housing, increased food assistance program, increased rental assistance program, increased income-based housing programs.
Support income.
Okay. And what was the other one?
What were my choices again?
Universal health care. Increased
health care.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for on a neighborhood to live? Please select up to three traits that are most important to you. Safe and secure surroundings, access to good school, convenient public transportation options, access to park or natural spaces, neighborhood who looks like me, affordable housing options, walkability, employment opportunities nearby, friendly and supportive neighbors.
Good schools and employment.
Okay. Which of the following inactivities do you believe will be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two most helpful initiatives. Teaching people about home ownership. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable houses. Making houses more efficient to save on utilities. Building more middle and low income housing. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing.
Affordable housing and education on how to own.
Okay, thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your house? One, two, three, four, or five? Or six?
One.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you are employee full-time, part-time? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-home parent? Student.
Retired.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or another country? I was born in the United States. I was born in another country.
United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Both were born in the United States. One was born in another country. Both were born in another country.
One was born in another country.
Thank you. For For who did you vote on 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. Last year, the 2022, was your total family income for all your sources before taxes? Less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44,000, 45,000 to 54,000, 55,000.
Less than 24.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. This is conclude the survey. Thank you very much for participating, and have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you. Have a great day, ma'am. We appreciate your opinion. ¿Y sabes qué? Icebreaker también, ma.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Fred. I'm looking for additional. Is there an accounting manager? It's
right. Yeah, Popito, icebreaker también. Icebreakers. Yeah. Yep. Puta, ayer no lo pude hacer. El taller estaba bien yuca.